the first week of our new show, The Record, and it's not likely anyone's going to write our history, but we decided the launch of a new venture is the perfect chance to look back at Seattle history, and we start that journey in the neighborhood where Seattle got its start, Pioneer Square, Seattle's self-proclaimed first neighborhood. This Friday, Ross will be in Pioneer Square with our show to talk with residents and business owners about what it's like to live and work in the neighborhood. Last week, Ross met with Sunny Spidell. Sunny runs the Seattle Underground Tour, a Pioneer Square landmark since her father, Bill Spidell, started it in 1965. Ross and Sunny went below the Pioneer Building, where Ross asked Sunny to explain the term Skid Row. He asked if that turn of phrase really did originate here.
The story of Skid Road, before it became Skid Row, is uniquely Seattle. The pioneers came out here, and the trees were all growing on bluffs above the water. And next to us is an incredibly deep harbor, which was a great asset in the early days, essential, because marine highways were how we got around then. And they had to get the trees off the cliffs and into the water. So they used a technique of skidding the logs, oiled with codfish oil, down the hill to the water. And that was the original Skid Road.
And Pioneer Square's origins were kind of seedy. Would we safely say that? Notorious.
I would say Seattle has had a love-hate relationship with Pioneer Square since the very beginning. It was our birthplace, and everyone landed here. Our original commerce was in Pioneer Square. And as Seattle became more civilized, the middle-class people, the civilizing influences, so to speak, the families, the institutions that support families, they moved up onto First Hill. They got away from Pioneer Square as quickly as they could. The city was a little rough and tumble from the beginning. And the divide around Pioneer Square was often one about sin. And there was a lot of sin in Pioneer Square.
I want details.
It was our economic beginnings began in a frontier town. And in frontier towns, there were bars, there were prostitutes, there was all kinds of chicanery.
And when did it begin to change, or has it really changed?
I think the ghosts of that time are still with us. But of course it's changed, and of course it's a mixture of things, and nothing is just black and white. But Pioneer Square was revitalized in the late 60s, early 70s. That was where we got our start, and that was one of many times that Pioneer Square has gone through rejuvenation. It's gone through it again and again. We're in the process of going through it now with the new viaduct coming in, the development that I think will follow the viaduct.
That was Sunny Spidell, owner of Seattle's Underground Tour. She talked with Ross Reynolds under the streets of Pioneer Square.